Back here on Sports Talk, Saints football on the road this week. Black and gold taking on the Rams in L.A. on Saturday at 3 p.m. kickoff right here on WWL Saints Radio. Helping us break down the Rams a bit, he covers them for the Associated Press, Greg Beecham here joining us on WWL Saints Radio. Greg, how's it been going, man? How you been?
Hey, I'm good, Steve. I just got done watching those gentlemanly New Orleans Saints conduct incredibly exemplary practice with no misbehavior, no trouble, anything. People helping each other off the ground, patting each other on the back. It was just a feel-good story, Steve.
Yeah, it's amazing to see, you know, a team with going up against the Rams today compared to Tuesday's session against the Dallas Cowboys, where it seemed like every other play something was breaking out. I don't know what got into them on Tuesday. Glad they were just able to focus on the work today. I guess what really stood out from you in this session from the Rams side of things?
It was a pretty clean practice on both sides. Both teams looked pretty good and came out of it feeling pretty good about themselves. I mean, you can only learn so much in a workout like this. But the Rams, you know, they want to get Matthew Stafford as many reps as possible in joint practices because he won't go anywhere near a preseason field. So he was out there for the majority of that, for the first team reps, obviously. And he completed a lot of passes to Devontae Adams, which is actually an underrated key for this team because they got very little time together last year during the preseason because Matthew Stafford was bothered by an injury. And they didn't work out as much as they wanted to, as much as Devontae wanted to. They've been together this entire training camp now, and they're looking very solid out there. That was one of the best things to see. And then just some other thing, you know, like Ty Simpson stepped in there, took a couple of lumps. Saints defense did a really nice job against him, the second teamers even. So I was mostly watching the Rams offense. I didn't get to see as much of the Rams defense and the Saints offense, but it was entertaining on both sides, and nothing really to be embarrassed about on either side.
Yeah, how about that? Joint practice goes by and both teams actually do the practicing. We don't have to worry about all these on-field scuffles. Anyways, moving on. Greg, I wanted to ask you, though, because it felt like one of the big storylines from week one of the preseason was the play of, you know, the rookie first-round pick in Ty Simpson from Alabama, who that pick was obviously criticized by a lot of folks around you know, national circles with the 13th overall selection, but comes out and has a really strong performance. Obviously, like you mentioned, there's not going to be any Matt Stafford, the reigning MVP, in the preseason, but we are expecting to see plenty of, you know, Ty Simpson this weekend alongside someone like Stetson Bennett. Just what have you seen from the two young quarterbacks for this Rams backfield?
I think they're both building it together, and it's been pretty fascinating to watch because, you know, Stetson Bennett has gotten almost no run for the first 3 years with the Rams. He was away from the team for the first year after Georgia, you know, dealing with his mental health. And then the last 2 years, he's been the third string guy behind Stafford and Jimmy Garoppolo. So not only does he not play, not only has he yet to take an NFL snap in a game that matters outside of August, but he's never even, you know, practiced very much in terms of like getting reps in practice. Jimmy was getting most of the reps when it wasn't Matthew in drills. So it's been really fun to watch him step up and be able to throw. And, you know, we can see things in practice. We see him make good throws. We see him make right decisions. But the thing that makes the most difference, the thing that really counts in terms of how you know how his progression is going, is the fact that Sean McVay hasn't gone out and signed a veteran veteran backup quarterback. We all wondered if he would. I mean, you watch a guy who has barely been able to practice, let alone play, even though he played a lot of high-level college football, and you're like, is Sean really going to go into the season with this guy one step away, you know, one injury to a 38-year-old quarterback away from running the show? And so far it looks like he is. That could all change. You know, if Stetson has a setback, if there's something going on we don't know about, that could change. But for now, it looks like they're going to go into the season with Stetson as the backup quarterback, which means they'll be carrying three quarterbacks because the third one, they can't let Ty Simpson go. And it's been fascinating to watch them develop him because they have had quarterback coach Dave Ragone glued to Ty Simpson's hip. He has been with him every workout, every practice, you know, helping him, talking to him on like a minute-by-minute basis in terms of making decisions, what to do. The thing you forget with Ty Simpson is he's barely played football at all at a high level. I mean, he had that 1 year at Alabama. I mean, I guess we all know that, but it's you think about the guy getting drafted in the first round, and you're like, boy, he must be really good, and they don't really know yet, and he looked really good against the Chiefs, better than they thought, and, you know, better than we had an indication that he would do just because he hasn't gotten that many snaps in practice. But he stepped in there, got the job done, did what he was supposed to in a limited game plan. He's going to get that opportunity again against the Saints, which might represent a step up in competition, depending on how many of the Saints guys they play. So it'll be fascinating to watch what he does and what he can do, you know, with the spotlight on him at home.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up here on that, Greg, because just for the folks out there that didn't, you know, witness what happened with the Chiefs and the Rams this past weekend, and it is preseason, like you had mentioned, there's not really, you know, some complex game plans going on here, but Ty Simpson went 21 of 25, 190 yards, two touchdowns, zero picks, really, really strong debut for him in the preseason. But, you know, whereas the Saints have kind of an interesting question of how the quarterback situation is going to play out with this upcoming game. Like, is Zach Wilson going to start? Is it going to be Spencer Rattler for the second preseason game? Just want to get your thoughts on what you expect from the Rams with that quarterback situation. What type of snap share you're expecting from Bennett and Simpson when they play the Saints this weekend?
I think it'll probably be similar to last week, whereas Stetson Bennett just gets in enough so that Ty Simpson doesn't have to play the entire game. You know, they don't want to force a rookie to play all four quarters, because Matt, you know, they would prefer not to play their backup quarterback at all. Jimmy Garoppolo didn't touch the preseason field for the last few years, but they know, because those are the only two guys they've got. They've got a camp arm in there too, Caldwell from Texas, but he's obviously not going to make the team, especially if they keep three quarterbacks. So it would be kind of a waste to have him play in the preseason as much as they like him. So I have a feeling they'll let Stetson take the first series, maybe the second series, and then they'll turn it over to Ty for the rest of the day.
Greg, I know that Puka Nacua is still working his way back from injury. Do you have a latest on a timeline for him, and how concerned are folks about him going into, you know, this leading into week one of the season?
Well, people are starting to get worried outside the Rams building, it seems like, with him and with Myles Garrett for every practice they don't do. And I just don't know how to explain to them that if Sean McVay could put all of his veterans in bubble wrap and get them out the Saturday before the opening game, he would do that. You know, he doesn't see a lot of value in not only, I mean, he sees value in practice, but he sees the most value in getting guys in the classroom, getting them knowing what they're doing, particularly guys who have already proven what they can do on the field, like Puka Nacua, like Myles Garrett. I'm erring on the other side. I don't suspect that there's really anything seriously wrong with Puka. Having watched him go through extensive weight training today while the Saints and Rams were practicing, he's clearly not limited in any way by this core muscle that he's worried about. And kind of the same with Myles Garrett. He's been out on the sideline. He's been moving around. I don't know why you would want Myles Garrett to do anything more than he absolutely has to do to be in top physical shape, because not only is he a 10-year veteran who's an incredible athlete who knows exactly what to do in every situation in that job, you know, he only has a couple of jobs. He doesn't have to get in there and develop chemistry with a receiver or a quarterback. He doesn't need to know what his fellow defensive backs are doing. It's not the same level of impact and sophistication in his job. He's a guided missile going at the quarterback on 70 to 80% of the snaps. So he doesn't really need a lot of snaps. And same with Puka. You know, he's a veteran. He knows what he's doing. I don't think they're worried about him. I don't think it's going to be a problem until it is, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Greg, the 13 personnel thing has kind of become in vogue because of Sean McVay, the three tight end sets. And just your thoughts on the tight end room, because it's a pretty interesting group for the LA Rams, where they have kind of the older guys, the veteran pieces like a Colby Parkinson, like a Tyler Higbee. And then behind them, they've got back-to-back second-round picks that they've used on Terrence Ferguson and Max Clair from Ohio State just this past draft. And, I mean, you see the NFL shifting more towards that. All the tight ends that got selected, especially on day two of this past year's draft, kind of proves that. But just what you've seen from the tight end position for this LA Rams team, I think it's a really fun unit.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't have one standout guy, but that's actually a good thing in this situation when you're going with volume like Sean McVay has been since the middle of last season when he got interested in running out 13 personnel and trying things. They all have different skills. Most importantly of all, for a Sean McVay offense, they can all block. You have to be able to block if you're a pass catcher in a Sean McVay offense. This goes back to Robert Woods. It goes back to Cooper Kupp, who's an aggressive, fun blocker. It goes back to Puka Nacua, who likes blocking as much as he likes catching the ball. All those tight ends can block for you, which you know, gives you so many more options of what you can do in terms of plays when you get to the line, because you don't know what they're going to do. I like all of those guys. I find it fascinating that they're going to be able to get snaps for all of these guys. I think they will, and it's tough because Davis Allen is a little limited now, so everybody's getting, you know, those 25% more reps than they would have otherwise. But it's at the point where now we are starting to get indications that Tyler Higbee, the leading pass catcher for a tight end in Rams history, is back with the team. He might be playing some special teams this year because, number one, you know, everybody needs to get reps, and number two, he kind of wants to in terms of like contributing to the team in any way he can. He's been injured for a great deal of the last few years on and off, and you know, when you got five guys who have a legitimate chance to catch the ball, you want to get on the field any way you can. So it's gonna be fascinating to see if old Tyler, you know, the original Los Angeles Ram draft pick next to Jared Goff, gets out there and is blocking on a kick or something. But that's what you're going to have to do to get on the field for this team in that position group this year.
And, Greg, you mentioned, obviously, we're not going to see Matthew Stafford in action on Saturday in the preseason game against the Saints. Are any of the first-team guys going to suit up in this matchup Saturday?
The way Sean does it is he looks at his roster and he figures out what's the absolute fewest number of people we can use to play a preseason game, and then he chops the list at the bottom of that. So there might be a couple of guys here and there. A couple of the defensive guys might step in. It's too hard to say who it is, because if you said something, he would change it just because of something that happened in practice during the week. So, you'll see a few guys, but basically you'll see guys who are trying to make this team, which is really hard this year because they have so many veteran guys. So few jobs are available. There's a few guys who are trying to get on the roster through special teams contributing. There's a bunch of guys across the roster I'll be looking forward to watching. There's a cornerback named Cam Lampkin who's had a really good training camp, who's hoping to win a spot. He stood out today at the joint practice with the Saints again. He's really trying to make an impact on special teams, as you have to when you're trying to get a roster spot, of course. We are curious to see whether Jarquez Hunter from Auburn will get to touch the ball and can have a chance to continue to make his case after being a fifth-round draft pick last year and not ever getting to carry the ball in an NFL game. He's trying to hold on to a spot. He's got to contribute on special teams, and we're not sure that he has done enough to do that yet, but he's got two games here to change people's minds. So there aren't a lot of first-team guys who are going to be out there against the Saints, but some of the veterans, there's some really interesting positional battles for Rams fans to watch. There's some really talented guys who will get to touch the field a little bit.
Awesome info on the Rams. Definitely appreciate it, Greg. And I know you're going to be busy watching, too, what's going on with Aaron Donald. Everybody's curious to see. It doesn't feel like if, it just when he ends up signing back with the Rams.
Yeah, right.
Boy, we are in the world's longest holding pattern right now. I'm not sure when this plane's going to land, but it does seem like it still will. I mean, it seems crazy to go through all this and not land the plane at some point. But we asked Sean about that again today, and he said, you know, I'm still waiting to see what he's going to do. He's got the right to make that decision. He's probably going to do some more workouts, which indicates it's going to happen over the weekend. Probably they did that last week while the Rams were out of town. So once he gives them the go-ahead, they're going to do it. I mean, it's cynical to say he's trying to avoid the preseason, which is, you know, not entirely untrue because, you know, Aaron didn't enjoy training camp when he was on top of the world, let alone now when he's 35 years old and he's got four kids. But I feel like it's going to happen still. It just seems like we've gone too far not to have it happen at least a little bit. But, boy, we've been waiting a while. I've been writing stories about this for a month now, and I'm kind of ready to send out the story I've already got pre-written saying he's coming back.
Greg, man, awesome stuff. Appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us here on WWL Radio.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Greg Beecham covering the L.A. Rams and all L.A. sports, actually, for the Associated Press. Man, imagine that gig. How much, you know, action you got going on there.